17 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this chilly and foggy, very foggy morning it is.
It was.
It was, yes. Okay, the sun is beginning to come out now.
Mm. Okay, now you had some cooking lessons yesterday.
Yes, I've been having quite a few through the school holidays. They're going very well. The kids love them, and they all get in there and they help chop. Some of the little girls yesterday showed some great knife skills. You know, they really love chopping up onions. Although they tell me next time they're going to put on their swimming goggles because they were all beginning to cry.
Now, I believe this is interesting. Maybe people are still a bit superstitious about Friday the 13th. You still have a few availabilities.
I do. That's the only class that hasn't filled. And actually, it's a delicious menu. It's potato and leek soup and spaghetti bolognese and raspberry and white chocolate coconut muffins. I can't believe that children could resist those things.
That's all on your website, Friday the 13th.
Yes, Friday at 10:30 to 1:30 is the class time. Yep.
Now, I believe you read an article about, is the family dinner overrated?
Look, I did. It was in the New York Times. I think it's a very interesting topic. I found the findings very surprising. It was published in the Journal of Marriage and Family in the United States, and it was a survey of about 18,000 teenagers to find out if the frequency of family dinners has any impact on depression, drug abuse, and what they call delinquency. And as I said, it was very surprising because apparently the only thing that was affected by sitting down to family dinner were the depressive symptoms, not the others. But look, I think the point is that sitting down to dinner with the family, you need to be engaged, you need to talk to each other. There's no point sitting down and just everyone, you know, just eating their food and hiving off to the bedrooms. And I think increasingly today people aren't sitting around a table, are they? They're sitting in front of the television, they're eating takeaway pizza, they're on their iPad or their iPhone.
Yes.
One thing I've noticed about the kids coming to the cooking classes, and this is what their mothers tell me, they say that when they're at home, you know, they won't eat that potato and leek soup, but when they prepare it themselves, they're much more inclined to eat it and to taste things. So maybe we've really got to try and get kids back into the kitchen, and teenagers too. I know that when I was a teenager, that was the thing I loved to do the most, especially on a Sunday when I was a bit bored, was go in the kitchen and cook something. And it creates warmth, it creates lovely cooking smells, and I think that helps children feel loved as well and embraced.
A lot more men are cooking now. Do you think that should inspire male boys?
Oh, absolutely, and also Junior MasterChef. I've had quite a lot of boys come along to my cooking classes too. They're showing a lot more interest, yes.
Now, I've got a young man on the station here. I was talking to him just a while ago. He says his son, who's just turned 14, refuses to eat dinner with his mum and dad.
Mm. Yes, I know. It is really quite a problem. Well, maybe he should encourage him to get in the kitchen and do a bit of chopping with his mother, you know, chopping of onions and vegetables and making a few cakes. And you never know, that might lead to more interest in sitting down and eating with the family at dinner time.
Speaking of cakes, do you have a recipe for us this week?
Well, I do. I've got a very simple recipe. I've got a recipe for Christmas in July because a lot of people are celebrating that at the moment, especially up in the Blue Mountains. And this is a recipe for white chocolate bark, only 3 ingredients, and it comes from my new book. It's called A Sweet Little Book. It's the e-book, which is only $9.99 available from my webpage. So you'll just need some white chocolate, which you melt, and you stir through some toasted broken walnuts and some dried cranberries. And then you spread it out on a tray lined with baking paper, let it cool, and then break it into sort of bark-like pieces. Wrap it up in cellophane with a silver or gold bow or red bow for Christmas. Makes a lovely edible gift. And for anyone celebrating Christmas in July at home, that's a terrific one. And that's a good one for kids to make at home because it's very easy.
Now, I've got a story that you don't know about because it just came in this morning.
Uh-huh.
The boys from Working Dog down in Melbourne, who did that wonderful Frontline show, they've got a wonderful sense of humor.
Satirist.
They have made or are making, and it'll be shown on the ABC shortly, a show called Audrey's Kitchen. But it is an irreverent antidote about celebrity chefdom, a tongue-in-cheek send-up of the cult of television cooking.
Oh, fantastic. I really look forward to that.
Audrey's Kitchen.
Audrey's Kitchen. Okay.
Okay. Now, your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Best of luck for Friday
the 13th. And don't be scared of Friday the 13th. Yes. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.